are five big reasons why cottage food businesses fail, but we're going to help you overcome those and we're going to help you succeed.
Welcome to Kitchen Dough, the food entrepreneur show with Mary and Heather. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And so now we're going to be taking a look at some of these top reasons why I know firsthand why the food businesses fail, but I've also seen how they succeed. And so we're going to take a look at each one of these top reasons why people fail, but how you can overcome it if you are considering becoming a food entrepreneur and how you can succeed.
Yeah, and I know that this isn't the sexy part of Kitchen Dough. Like, the sexy part is hearing the stories, the success stories of people that are out there doing it and maybe scale to a commercial kitchen or at a farmer's market and all that. But what's really super cool about this show, all the tips that you're like, oh, I never would have thought of that. We don't want you to trip and fall on your way to success. We want to help you glide there by giving you, you know, these are obstacles you could run into, and here's how you can get over them.
And you'll still have your own trips and falls, and that's part of the whole learning curve. But if we can help shorten some of that learning curve for you, that's what we love doing. So the number one reason why businesses fail is they start a business for the wrong reasons. They start because someone said, you should do this.
And I said in another segment, we need to feel it in our bones.
Yes.
You have to go, you know what? I almost don't have a choice. It's that strong for me to do this. But if it's being prodded by someone else who's like, they think you don't have enough on your plate already, or you're wasting your talent or something like that, you're the one that answers that, not them.
You're going to be the one at 4:30 in the morning in the kitchen. You're going to be the one at the farmer's market selling. You're going to be the one responsible. So do it because you want to. Don't do it because someone said you should do it.
Yes. Yeah, so if you're being should on, then respond by saying, great idea. How many can I put you down for every month?
Yeah. I take cash and personal checks.
Exactly.
Or you can Venmo me.
Right? That's cool. Okay.
But do it because you want to and you really want to.
Because there's going to be hard work involved.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want resentment to build toward the other people.
Okay. The second reason, working without a plan, just starting without really thinking through that this is not just a hobby and you're just whipping up batches of cookies for families and friends.
Just out of curiosity, Heather, uh-huh. How many donuts do you think you sell when you go do a farmer's market?
Oh, I know. Okay.
I'm just curious, like just a roundabout number.
Yeah. 100s.
Hundreds.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that a roundabout number?
Yeah, that's good. Because when people have a favorite recipe, they're usually making a batch of cookies.
Yeah.
So, or maybe three batches.
Like, I know the cost of what it costs me to make each donut.
Yeah, good.
You know, you break down those costs. And so I know how many dozens I get out of one batch of dough.
Okay.
You know, like one batch of dough will yield me anywhere from 7 to 8 dozen malasadas.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And I make anywhere from 4 to 6 dozen. Or 4 to 6 batches.
Batches, okay. Yep. Oh, wow, okay.
So
do the math.
Yeah, do the math on that. So I do, you know, 6 times 8, 48 dozen. 48 times 12.
Okay, so to our point,
yeah.
You have to create a plan. You have to have a business, not like you're going to show it to some corporate guy, but just create a business plan. Just put down the math like you just mentioned.
Right.
But you had to figure that out, or you kind of had
it. I had a mentor.
There you go. Mentor and a plan.
Because remember, the gal that I'm doing this with is Candy Miranda from the Big Island. She runs 6 malasada trucks on the Big Island of Hawaii and 2 on Maui. And so she came over when we decided we were going to expand to California and I was going to start this business. She came over. So finding a mentor, having a plan, and finding somebody who can help you is a great way to avoid a lot of failure is that having a mentor, somebody to guide you and listening to them. Critical to listen to the people that want to help you.
Don't reinvent the wheel.
No.
Use the same drawing that's been working forever. Okay. You don't have a budget.
Yeah.
So I'm a big proponent, and I know this is going to sound silly. I like to siphon $20, $40, and put it away in like a box. Like I have a little locking box. And I just put it there. One, because you never know emergencies, or I just need cash that I want to grab. We have to look at the way we spend money, what we spend it on, and save for doing something like this. Now,
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say maybe you have another angle on the budget part, but
no, I think it's totally.
I think we have an amnesia swiping. We don't remember what we're charging on our cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then we look and go, where'd all my money go?
No, and I actually did that, made that mistake too with this Malasada business, is I just went and I just started buying things that I thought that I might need. So I was buying in anticipation and not based on what I knew that I needed. So I really think that if I had had just a really clear budget of what I was going to spend, it would have made me more discerning on my purchases, right?
Yeah.
And then I think that's true. If you if you're dreaming about doing this and you're thinking about it, start saving a little bit of money right now. It's $10, $20 or whatever you can set aside at certain increments.
Have that little envelope that you slide the money in and you close it and you set it aside. Forget it. Set it and forget it.
My business budget.
Yes.
Yep.
You got to understand the competition. Like if you have family and friends saying that you make the best fudge on the planet, you better start tasting fudge.
Right. And when I thought about doing the Malasada business here, Malasadas are donuts. So I knew that anyone that was a donut was going to be my competition.
Mm-hmm.
And so what differentiated my donut, my Malasada, from other donuts that are out there? So I knew that my fillings were different. So I knew that was kind of the differentiating factor about what makes my Malasada different from normal donuts. But then also that there were other people in restaurants that had Malasadas. So I had to go around and taste.
Oh, you did. That's
I went
good.
Around to different restaurants and different places that serve Malasadas and realizing that everybody has a different recipe. So what was my differentiating recipe that made my Malasadas different? So I know what makes my Malasadas different than anyone else in my area. I know what that makes my Malasadas different, and then I also know what differentiates me as a donut on two levels. I know what my differentiating factors are, what makes me different from the competition.
Do you have a secret sauce?
A couple of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, and it's the, so knowing what my fillings are and just knowing, you know, my dough rises twice, you know, it's a yeast-based dough. I make it early. Yeah. It's like a big beignet, you know, and then it's filled with just yummy, like coconut or guava. And then I use locally sourced jams, like from Jackie's Jams. We use the guava in the jam. I use the strawberry. So another differentiating factor is that I try to source as many of my ingredients locally as I can.
And also the quality.
Mm-hmm.
Fine-tuning the quality.
Nothing beats handmade.
Right. Yeah, so I think that's just part of the research.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the business.
Yeah, know your competition. You don't have to slam your competition. Like, there are so many great donuts in our area, right? So, and I'll eat those donuts, but I just know it makes mine different. So just because I have a donut doesn't make the other donuts bad all of a sudden. You know
but
what I mean?
But it also helped you structure your business to say, okay, I'm going to capitalize on the differentiation. And if somebody walks up and says, hey, I know it about Leonard's. Let me see, is you're better than Leonard's? And you're like, I got this because I know mine are better.
Just taste one.
Yes. Very
so,
cool.
So anyway, I just know what my differentiating factors are. So know your competition for sure. All right, and then being too shy is another one of those reasons why businesses fail, because they're thinking that people are going to walk through your front door, knock on the front door and say, hey, I want to buy some of your cookies. Here's my money.
So I was going to ask you, when you started doing the farmers markets, were you a little nervous? Were you a little bashful about it? Or did you go, bam, I'm going to do this? Because you and I have been in media forever.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm not particularly shy.
No, you're not.
But I had never sold donuts before.
Exactly.
So was I a little bit, yes. And I was actually, it's so funny because I don't consider myself a shy person or...
No, you're outgoing and friendly.
But I didn't know about selling donuts to the public. And so I'm like, Candy, will you please... So Candy came to the first event that I did. She flew all the way from Hawaii and was there. And then I'm like, okay, I got this.
Okay, good.
She's going back, but I got this. So I agree. You know, another thing is that if you're feeling shy and you're feeling like you know that you're going to have to put yourself out there to make money, find somebody that supports you in that. Finding a mentor.
Go back to the mentor. Even if they don't sell donuts.
Right.
If they understand the whole thing. And it could be someone from a farmer's market that you befriended and they're like, help me get through the jitters.
And then I also have to say real quick, is thinking that once you do it, like the whole world, like people are going to flood your farmer's market stand. People know. They have to get to know you. It's a slow build. Even if you have the greatest product in the world, if you don't kill it at the first farmer's market, that's okay. People have to get comfortable with you. They have to get to know you first before they do business with you. It's the same thing in business.
It's a more intimate process.
Mm-hmm. All right. We are coming up on the next segment. How much can your cottage food business make? We're going to take a look at the numbers and how much can you actually make.
Okay. You've been listening to Kitchen Dough, the Food Entrepreneur Show. We'll be right back.